to the Quantum Connection Podcast. We are your hosts, Vanessa and Heather.
Join us as we explore the new quantum health paradigm.
Learn how to reconnect with nature to regain your health and to mitigate the impact of modern living.
As quantum health coaches and classical homeopaths, our mission is to inspire and motivate you on your healing journey.
This is for educational purposes only.
Let's dive into today's show.
Welcome to the Quantum Connection Podcast. We are so excited that you've joined us. For our first episode, we just want to share a little bit about our history, our journey, what brought them to quantum biology, homeopathy, and our goals for this podcast.
Yes, this is Heather. We're so excited you're here today with us. And this is a journey that is ever unfolding. We learn new information every day that is so helpful for us. And we want to bring this information to you so that you can use these tools and tips that we're going to be offering you in your everyday lives that will help to really boost your health.
Yeah, 100%. There's so much that I love that you said that is always growing and expanding, because I'll speak to people about this and like, well, it used to be this or it used to be that. And I'm like, it really, truly always does evolve and always change. And that's really part, anybody who's really in the health industry, who's not evolving, who's not changing and not growing and just sticking with the same ideas, you know, I think that's a really damaging thing. We have to continue to grow and evolve. And I feel like that's what my journey has been. It's been a lot of unlearning and relearning. Like, that's basically everything I thought was true. I had to do a ton of unlearning that untruth and then relearning. So that's really been my entire journey. In the last like 2 to 3 years is just really doing that over and over. So, yeah. Do you want to start with what your goals are, or do you want me to start with your goals? What would you like to do?
As far as the goals for this podcast, I mean, really to my overarching goals just for me would be to help empower people to feel confident in their choices. Mm-hmm. So that you as a listener, you can take what we share and then go try it for yourself and really feel into your body insofar as how doing whatever that is that you're doing, that you're choosing to do, is it nourishing you? Do you notice a difference? So that you're developing more and more attunement to your own, right? To your own body sense, because that's what I think is the most important thing, right? It's not about, well, so-and-so said this, so I'm only going to do their approach and I have to follow everything exactly the way that he or she outlines it because they're the master, they're the guru, they're the expert. No, your body knows how to heal. And it's the expert in what it knows it needs, but it doesn't know how to tell you, right? And so when we get stuck in dogma and it has to be exactly this way, that is not always the best for us. Oftentimes it's not the best, because I was stuck on that train for 30 years. It's like diet dogma, like it's going to be just the right diet. And if I only take this out or eat this and whatever, all these, it drives you crazy. So now the way that I operate, or as far as my paradigm is that if it feel like I can tell over time, maybe not instantaneously, but I can tell over time that there's a shift in my body. There's either a relaxing, there's less inflammation, there's more energy, those kinds of barometers to measure how your body's feeling. It's more intuitive than just saying like, I have to only do this because this doctor said so. So for me, it's Vanessa, it's more about how can I become more connected to my body, and how can I become my own expert in trusting my body's inherent capacity to heal and me paying attention to that.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. And that happens like when, for me, I mean, I'll share a little bit of it, but I was at the rock bottom. And when you're in such that rock bottom, I mean, I was at a place where I had to leave my career, my job, couldn't take care of my family, up all night in excruciating pain, literally, just basically couldn't do anything. Like I couldn't take care of my family, couldn't do anything. So when you're in that such that low space, it's so hard to like figure that out and trust your body in any way and just feel like your body's completely betraying you and, you know, all of that. And you just, you don't know where to turn. So then you do, you start becoming dogmatic and you're like, okay, well, this person's healed this situation. I'm going to do exactly what that person said, or, you know, whoever. But that doesn't work, because you have to find what works for one person is not going to work for you. So finding what works for you is really what's important too. But I do think there are things that really can help any disease, that like, no matter what it is, like I always say, no matter what the disease is, these things are going to provide some sort of benefit. And I think a lot of the quantum biology, majority of the quantum biology, I don't want to say protocols because I don't really like that word, but the quantum biology practices, thank you. They will help any disease make traction. They really can. They're just like the fundamentals for health. So I, not that it's dogmatic to follow this and always see the sunrise and do that, but they will help, you know, but definitely feel into your body whether that works. And there are some days that my body misses sunrise because I had a bad migraine from an aggravation of a homeopathic remedy I took, or, you know, like that happened. And I was like, I missed the sunrise. But okay, but that day my body needed the sleep because of the migraine more than it needed, you know, the sunrise light, you know. So there is that. Yes, these are good practices and principles to follow, but there is that nuance in life too. You know what I mean? That we have to realize that we sometimes have to listen to our bodies, you know? So, and what our body needs. So, yeah, my goal really is just to inspire others to start making like questioning things in their life. Cause I feel like, I mean, I come from the background of living a typical standard modern lifestyle, you know, with living in the Western medical world and really coming down with quite a few autoimmune issues and quite a few health issues that, like I said, put me in a very bad place. And it took me till then to question. So my goal is to hopefully help people start questioning that narrative now, like start questioning things now before it gets to that place. Because if I would have made some of these connections or just made some lifestyle changes, I might have not gotten to the place where I was at. If I would have questioned the medicines I was using, the practices, I mean, a lot of things. Yes, it's the food. Yes, it's, you know, a little bit the food. Yes, it's a little bit, you know, what the medicines we use in our body are. You know, all of those things play a major role. The lifestyle we live, the light environment, the time in nature, the amount of Wi-Fi, these are all important. But like, I never made those connections, you know. So I just want people to start questioning their environment, questioning the way they're living. And if they know better, then hopefully they will decide to do better. Like, that's my goal. I want to inspire you. I want to inspire people to just know better and do better. Because I am the kind of person, like, I thought, here I am with multiple autoimmune diseases, right? And I'm like, I run. I eat tons of fruits and vegetables. Like, I like, what am I missing? Like, I'm doing the things. Like, so then it's, you know, people don't know what they don't know. I'm like, I buy organic. Like, I do all these things. I'm like, but I was missing really everything. So that's my goal, is just to really inspire people to start questioning your environment, start questioning the typical narrative, and just learn. And then I think a huge part of my journey is I want people to start simplifying things too. Like, healing doesn't have to be so hard. When I got so sick, I made healing dogmatic and I made it really hard, like really hard, because well, you know how it is, right? You go through, you get all the, I mean, I did every diet, AIP, antihistamine, low oxalate, keto, carnivore, which my redox was way too low for carnivore and caused a total, total oxalate dump and made me so much.
Define some of these terms, AIP, autoimmune, right?
Yes, autoimmune protocol, AIP is autoimmune protocol, yes. Low oxalate.
Redox. We'll get there.
Redox. Yes. So AIP low and low oxalate, low histamine. Histamine is just a compound, you know, plant compound. And so is oxalate's a plant compound that can be hard for some people to really digest based on their gut microbiome. So yeah, it caused me to get pretty, pretty sick doing a carnivore diet. So there's all these things that we try. And of course I did ran all the labs, all the functional labs, and had everything. You know, I'm diagnosed with all the things. Everybody gives me a protocol to follow, you know, and to take all these herbs and all these supplements. And here I am taking 30 things and feeling sicker than ever, you know? So and doing so many different modalities also. You know, I'm going to the acupuncturist, I'm going to the therapist, I'm going to the EFT therapist, I'm going to the pelvic floor therapist, going to this one, going to that one. And it was like, my system was so overwhelmed that it was like we need to put the brakes on things, because you can't heal with all that chaos. Like, I feel like that's a huge goal of mine too, to for people to understand that all those supplements, your body can't process all of that. Mm-hmm. Like, your body can't take 30 supplements a day and really heal. Like, I personally, at least that was my experience. And then you take all these things and you're like, well, what's even working? Like, which one of those things actually is helping you? Mm-hmm. You know, you're like, I don't know. Like that's not healing. So I really feel like if people can simplify their healing and figure out the nuance of what works for them, but then also like take the circadian biology principles, use that, and then also use homeopathy as well. I think that that's like such a simplistic healing way to go, you know? Mm-hmm. So those are really my two things: inspire people to start questioning and really help them simplify their healing and just learn like ways, like the simple lifestyle to live, because really healing is so much more simple than we make it out to be. It really is.
Sometimes we just have to know the things that are the most effective and get out of our own way. Right. And just parse it down to the essence. Right. So I love everything that you said. I mean, I just love it. There's so many parallels I have to your experience, Vanessa, with all the thousands of dollars I've spent, all the time invested in trying to figure out what was going on with me for years, right? Starting in the early 90s with macrobiotic diet, which I think just really made my gut problems way worse. That's been my main issue, is gut and then hormonal imbalance. So, and some seriously low points that were really dark in my life that I felt like, what is the point, right? And it's just not worth feeling so miserable for months and months and months. And so it took a long time to crawl out of that, what I felt like I was in a hole, that there was no, it didn't matter what I did. It just didn't matter. And it seemed like nothing was really able to, I wasn't able to get any traction no matter what I would try. Even if I did this hardcore GAPS diet, gut and psychology syndrome, not Natasha Campbell McBride, which is supposed to heal everything. No, it didn't, because I had the histamine issues, and thank goodness I was getting some sun, but I didn't know anything about circadian biology. I didn't know about mitochondrial function. So when you say simplify, what I absolutely love about that is part of, I know our shared mission in this podcast is to help our audience understand that we are actually electromagnetic beings. Like, you know, we run on energy. It's all about the frequency, which is why we chose the name for the podcast, right? The Quantum Connection. Because if you're not addressing the energy needs of your body, and you're just sort of doing this mishmash of all these different health, you know, interventions, you're not going to get traction. Like, you're not addressing the root cause, which is helping your body's energy system, which, you know, we can call it the vital force. It's kind of like, what is it that makes you have the most ideal energy so that your immune system is robust, so that all the systems are working properly? If you're just addressing the downstream problems, like say the hormonal imbalance by taking, one time I was prescribed for pretty severe chronic fatigue. I mean, I wasn't like bedridden, but I probably wish I had been. It was so hard to get through the day. Is I was prescribed by, this was an ND. And, you know, they try so hard, and bless her heart. I mean, I was just like a mess. So I thought, I wouldn't want to treat me, you know, it was really bad. I was like breaking down in her office, and she did the cortisol test, and then she prescribed cortisol. But, you know, that's just like a Band-Aid, I found out years later. And it didn't do anything at all, actually. And I would try exercising harder and then I would get way worse. And I had to take naps like every single day. And I thought, okay, I don't know what to do. So thank goodness, right? Somewhere along our journeys, we came across the information around circadian biology and mitochondrial health, because then it's like, oh my goodness, the missing pieces of this puzzle that is the tapestry of our health. Like, what is it that makes everything come together and is the glue, right, behind all these symptoms that create, like, when you're not stable and there's not enough energy in that glue to hold everything together, things start to fall apart. Like, you don't make the connections literally in your body with the neurotransmitters, with the hormones. Like, those signals aren't working well because there's not enough energy. So that's really the foundation, if you will, of what it is that we're bringing to the table here with this podcast, is this new paradigm, this shift into what is quantum biology, what is circadian biology, circadian rhythm, and mitochondrial function, because those are all tied together. And yeah, it wasn't until I started to embrace a lifestyle, because for me, it's really a lifestyle. It's not like I'm going to sort of fit this in, you know, somewhere when I can. No, it's a lifestyle, because that's my health matters, right? And everything is so much better in my life when I have a lifestyle based on my true essence of what my body needs and how it functions. And, you know, for whatever research is worth, there's a whole lot of it showing that this is really where the truth is. And so as I've incorporated these practices based on the principles of quantum biology, that's literally the only thing that has really enhanced my health, to move away from feeling so disempowered and inflamed and exhausted and lots of hormonal issues too. Doesn't mean that I have literally no health issues at all, and I'm like, you know, going to go run a marathon tomorrow. And not that I would want to, but, you know, I still will always be working on things for various reasons, right? Because our bodies are doing the best that they can given with whatever they were given, right? Our parents' health and so forth. So, but I can tell you the difference is night and day between what I was experiencing before and how I feel now, and getting to the age that I'm almost 54. So that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I want to piggyback on a lot of things you said, because I couldn't agree more. I tried the GAPS diet too. Doesn't work. It didn't work for me either. I read Natasha McBride's book. I got that one. I was like, I have all the books. I swear. It's so funny. But yeah, I will love that you touched on, yes, I feel, okay, you have to remember, like I said, I was in that hole. I mean, there were nights I cried all night in pain and contemplated suicide. Like, that's how dark my hole was. So from where I am now to then is night and day. I mean, I sleep great most of the times, and for the random, you know, here and there things. But what I love what you said is that your healing journey isn't ever done, and not everything in life is perfect. And anybody who's trying to sell you, I think, that there is no issue in their health and that they've got everything all perfect, I think is somebody I would steer away from, because that's not authentic and true, because healing is a never ending journey, you know? And I think that, yeah, things are going to be better, and sometimes things are going to be a little bit more rocky, and that's life, you know, because there are so many things that, well, I don't want to say trip up, but there are so many things that affect our health, you know, on an everyday basis. So you could go to, you know, a more dense populated area with a lot of Wi-Fi radiation, and you might have an experience that is affecting your health, and you might not sleep as well. And then your health kind of, you know, deteriorates a little bit. Like, these things are going to still happen. As much as we work on our mitochondrial health and our, you know, gathering all these electrons and really fixing all of that and getting that into best places that we can, there's still going to be, like, there's still an environmental effect in the things that we do. You might eat something that doesn't agree with you still, and you might be, you know, have a thing that you got to deal with. Like, this is still going to happen, and it still happens to us. And I think that's real and authentic that, you know, you share that, because I think when people look at, like, you know, my Instagram page and like, oh, she must have everything all figured out. And I'm like, I don't. And I've made posts like that to, like, try and share that information, because, like, yes, I know that these principles and these things have helped me immensely. You know, I mean, to me to be sleeping, I had chronic insomnia. I mean, that was the one, that was the thing that got fixed the fastest with doing this work. Thank God, because, and then my pain decreased at night too, which I know I want to share one other little thing about my journey is I'm 99.9%. I had a vaccine injury from the COVID-19 vaccination. And I was like a night and day shift in my health. Like my level of health dropped like off the shelf. Like it was like literally panic attacks, depression, joint pain, and my interstitial cystitis, which I already had, really went into this chronic intense flare that never left. But you know, the point is that threw me off balance so much. And I think that's really important to share, you know, because these things, these choices that we make really, really impact us. And I really think suppressive therapies make such an impact, and people don't realize that on their health. And another thing for me is that I had 2 years at the age of 5, I was on antibiotics for 2 years. I mean, my mitochondria was probably destroyed, you know, from that, unfortunately. And it put me in a really bad place, you know, so for the rest of my life. And I'm not really sure how much of that, you know, you can try to repopulate that, but after such a long-term effects of that, I don't know 100% if it can be fully recovered, you know, because that provides such a detriment to anybody's microbiome, because people don't know antibiotics actually mean anti-life. Mm-hmm. So when you take an antibiotic, you are actually killing the life that's supposed to support you.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like you've killed, it doesn't just kill the bad. I mean, yes, I might've had some bacterial things that were not good in my body, but when it kills the good too. And then I don't know if that beneficial bacteria can really be repopulated, you know, 100% to where it would have been, you know? So I don't know. I was going somewhere else with my train of thought and then it went to this, but that's important pieces of information too, because it's those suppressive therapies can really have a major, major negative impact on our health. And I never would have questioned it until I was put in that position, because why would I? I was like everybody else. I just said, oh, I need vaccines. Oh, I'm sick. I demanded antibiotics, because I dealt with chronic infections for my entire life.
Right.
When it came to bladder or, you know, vaginal yeast kind of things, that was like my go-to in my whole life. And I was like, I need an antibiotic. It's burning when I'm peeing. Give me an antibiotic. Like this is what I have to do. Like I never even would have thought to do anything different. So
wow.
Yeah, it's that's another important piece that we really have to hammer home. And I also think it's important for us to explain that the effects of these though can be helped with homeopathy. So we have to share that message as well. And I also want to share the message that circadian biology can take you far. But for me, I also needed the homeopathy piece. And I think that's true for you too, Heather, right? Like I needed more, you know, it made impact, you know, my energy increased, my insomnia went away. I didn't need to take melatonin, you know, which was a bad idea, but what did I know? The doctor said, the naturopath said to take it. And I'm like, oh, take it. Or tryptophan, or I don't have to take these things anymore. Like, but homeopathy can really, sometimes we need more support than just, you know, the circadian biology. It can make us make progress, but we need more, you know, as well too.
Absolutely.
So I think that's really important to share also.
Right. And so contrasting the suppressive therapies, Vanessa, with what I would term, you know, supportive therapies, right? Suppressing, what are we suppressing? We're suppressing certain systems in the body. We're suppressing basically the inflammatory response. So basically you're suppressing your immune system. Not a good idea, right? We have to think about what are these? And most people don't think of suppressive therapies. They don't think of that word. So that's what we've learned, is that it's really hampering and impeding your body's ability to heal itself when you suppress what a natural response is to a problem that it's experiencing for whatever reason. So yes, there's so many, like it's hard to know what to do when everything that's coming at you is here's what everyone else is doing. Here's what the doctors who are the experts recommend. And so what are we to do, right? It's so easy to just follow the dominant narrative, and that's the known, that's what's the research supposedly shows, right? So we can get easily lost in that. And why would anyone question until they have, like you, this completely obvious, right? Oh, this is actually something that harmed me significantly. And now I'm questioning everything. So it's a horrible thing that happened to you, but thank goodness it was something that kind of brought you into a new place of a whole new world, right?
So yeah, I'm forever grateful for it. I don't want to touch you, but I'm forever grateful for it because not that it's going to save my children, but it is going to give them a whole different life. Because I mean, I wish I would have done it before I had children, but I would have made these changes before then, which I didn't know. But my point is, it's going to help them, you know, and now I get to help other people too. Mm-hmm. So that's like huge. And I don't know, maybe when you were talking, and I don't know if we said the word suppressive therapies without really explaining what that is. And I love the term supportive therapies. I love that. That's great. So suppressive therapies or anything that suppresses the immune system. And I think a simple way to really understand it is when your child gets a fever and then you give it Tylenol, and that you just suppress the fever is there. Mm-hmm. It has a function. This function is to help let your child burn out whatever toxin or pathology or whatever is going on, you know, in their system. That's the function of the fever. And then when you take the Tylenol, which not a good idea, then you just stop that action, and you just that now you've left that mess still there is what happened. And the immune system just stopped working. Like you just stopped the immune system from working. So suppressive therapies, I think we should just say they're any sort of vaccination, antibiotics, steroid creams, over the counter antihistamines, which I was also given, you know, if I'm missing some, any kind of topical cream, or even NSAIDs, which we talked about, me and you. I took NSAIDs because I always was hurt because I was chronically running to lose weight. So I literally was always hurt. So I took tons of NSAIDs also, like,
right.
So, all of these things, are those suppressive therapies. I'm trying to think if I missed any, but yeah.
Birth control.
I did that too.
Well, it's like, if we don't know what else to do, because I started off pretty early on being, you know, very reluctant to take anything. And I thought the diet was just going to be all I needed. And so I had horrific dysmenorrhea, which is, you know, or painful periods due to hormonal imbalance from early on, like 20, 21. And so it was so debilitating that I would end up at home in bed, you know, for a couple of days a month. So I didn't know what else to do. I was doing everything I knew how. So after about 10 years of that in my early 30s, I'm like, I have to take aspirin or whatever it is, the NSAID kind of things, because like I couldn't live a normal life. And I think that's what happens is people get so desperate, and then there's the miracle of modern medicine and modern, you know, chemistry, and right. Life is better with, what's that saying? Better living through modern chemistry. And so that's what I chose to do. But now that I know better, there's so many things that I would have done differently to support my hormonal imbalance, because light has a huge, massive impact on your hormonal health and hormonal signaling and all of those things. But I did not know anything about that. So we live and learn, right? And so that's the whole point, is we're trying to bring to you all of these. Gosh, you know, they're basically these guiding principles of quantum biology about what our body needs from a frequency, from an energy perspective, from the foundation. And then what are the things that we can use, like after you're doing these practices, then what are the next things that will enhance your health if you still need more support? So there's homeopathy. Obviously, diet is massively important. It's important, though, to do it more in a circadian fashion, which we'll talk more about in future episodes. But food quality absolutely matters. We're not saying that diet is not important. You can just eat whatever you want. But there are some quantum principles behind diet that are helpful. such as eating in season. So, and then what else can you do? Certainly, you know, after being in the mental health field for like 25 years now, there's a huge component between, you know, our sort of state of mind and how the interplay between what we're creating in our mind impacts our actual physiology. Now that sounds incredibly woo, but the research is showing, for example, with the research on the structured water in our bodies, that how we actually are living in our heads, what are we saying to ourselves? How are we perceiving ourselves in the world has a huge impact on the water in our body. Now that starts to sound really crazy, but it's actually true. And so there's so much that we can do, right? There's so much power or choice and agency that we have that for me, it feels really reassuring, right? It feels really reassuring to have things that I know work, that I can do, that are not that hard to do, right? If you have any kind of flexibility at all in your life, it's not a problem. You can do these things versus, oh my God, I feel like crap. Let me just pop a pill. Right? Which isn't going to help your health in the long run. It's a quick fix, which yes, occasionally we need those. And certainly medicine is good for life and death emergencies. Absolutely. But as far as addressing chronic health issues, and as far as addressing our longevity and, you know, aging and all that kind of stuff, like it's not helpful. We need other frameworks, other foundations to work from. And that's where quantum biology and homeopathy and those kinds of things come in.
Yeah, everything you said, I couldn't agree more, 100%. Yeah, all of that. Yes to all of it. And yeah, this is just we're going to be sharing the foundations of what you really need. But yeah, modern medicine has its place. And I think we have to acknowledge that as well. And there is emergency situations where, yeah, you do need to, you know, take care of something and there's not much else, you know, you don't have another option, like, you know, and it does have its place. But I think the quick fix thing is, you know, is really the what we need to focus on as well, because we all, I think as a society, we want those quick fixes because we feel like, you know, implementing and changing our lifestyles is harder. But I love what you said is if you have a little flexibility, these things are not that hard, you know, because they're not. Yeah, you might look a little different wearing your orange glasses, you know, at the party, but, you know, like it's not like a hard thing, you know, to do. So I just feel like instead of, because those quick fixes are what leads to chronic illness, I think, in my opinion. Like, so this is what, like, I know my whole life was the Band-Aid approaches. And I really think supplements are the same. I mean, when you go to the functional doctor and you get the melatonin to help you sleep, well, I didn't fix anything. And not only that, I just downregulated my own body's ability to make that hormone, just like with the cortisol, right? Like this is the same thing, you know, like it's not really, you didn't fix it. Like that's just a complete Band-Aid. And it now it's going to take you even longer for your body to recover and to learn how to make that melatonin on its own. So this is where we need a shift, not only in the Western allopathic world, but also as a society. We need to realize that if we want our health care to change and we want our own health to change, that we need to take responsibility and make these lifestyle changes and environmental changes. And, you know, of course, food 1,000,000% matters. I completely agree. And the quality matters. I mean, I think food quality and seasonality are two really huge important pieces. But does that mean that you have to live like that, you know, so dogmatic and 100% of the time either? No, because I do think that there is that, isolation if you do that all the time. Like sometimes you just need to like give it like, you know, maybe it's 90-10 or 80-20. Like it's okay. Like you can go out to dinner and you might need a little seed oils and you might live. You might not feel as good the next day. Maybe you feel more fatigued or, you know, and I'm not a proponent of seed oils. I don't cook with them. I don't eat them. And I honestly don't feel as good when I eat them. So it's less likely that I'm going to engage in something like that. But, you know, there are times when I do want to just go out with my family and not really stress about, was this while caught? is this hemp cooked with, is this cooked with butter? Is that grass fed? Is it cultured? Like, you can't always be so rigid either, and be so fearful. I think that fear is, if you're too fearful, that's just not, you're just going to not help your healing journey at all. Like, if you're like, oh my God, I ate that chocolate, now I'm going to be in so much pain.
Exactly. Like,
you can't live like that either, because then you're just going to hinder your health. Because again, your thoughts are a frequency. So if you eat that chocolate, you're like, oh no, now I'm going to have this, you know, symptom. Then you've just maybe created that, because everything is in your subconscious. Your mind hears this, and it's in that easy water. It's flowing through your body. So I just feel like that's such an important take home too. So I feel like this is like little nuggets of like everything that we're going to do an episode on. So it's a great intro.
Yes. This has been fun.
Yeah. Fun
to just put it all out there. And we touched on a little bit of everything, like you said. It's kind of an overview, right? So deeper dives to come, yes, in all these, yes, areas to kind of flesh it all out and help you understand what is all involved in the quantum perspective, which in my opinion, just to put this out there, Vanessa, quantum includes homeopathy because it's a quantum medicine, right? So we're in, yeah, the quantum framework and this new quantum paradigm that really, I know it sounds trite, but cutting edge, it's really going back to what our body knows, right? It's not new. It's new to us, this understanding and this knowing and learning about how it is that we're quantum beings. So this, yeah, has been really, really great to start off and chat with you about all of these pieces of health, right? Yeah. And to help inspire people and teach what we know, and so that you can not feel alone in your journey, so that you can start to see what's possible for you. Yes. And there's so many things that you can do to help support your being and up level your health, that it's just a really, really amazing time to be alive.
Yeah, that was beautiful. I love that. It's true. There are so many things you can do. And you know what it is too? So much of it is free. I said, things that help me the most are mostly free. And homeopathy, yes, I totally agree. It's quantum medicine and it's an energy medicine, because everything is an energy and a frequency. And you exactly, we'll explain what homeopathy is, but you're it's the frequency. That's all that's left in that medicine. It's the frequency and the energy that's left in that medicine. It's, yep, really diluted down to nothing. So, you know, except for energy and frequency. So, all the things that, you know, and that's a very affordable medicine was my other point. So, it's just, yeah, beautifully said. So yeah, I'm really excited to start this podcast though, and just, you know, really inspire people to make these changes in their life and just, you know, improve their health, because I think a lot of people are suffering and they don't know how much better they can really feel.
Absolutely.
You know, I think that's huge too. So,
okay. So with that, we bid you guys adieu, and until next episode, hope you, yes, are doing well on your healing journey.
Yes. We'll see you soon. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Bye. Thanks so much for joining today's show. For more information about Heather and her offerings, see her Instagram at Heather Crimson, or go to her website at enlightenedmood.com.
And for more information about Vanessa's offerings, visit her Instagram at bright_light_wellness and her website at brightlightwellnesscoach.com. See you next week.